There's Donald Trump building his case to be president in part on his business record. There's fellow Republican Carly Fiorina, the former tech CEO. And the possibility emerged this weekend that former Wall Street financial whiz and tech and media tycoon Michael Bloomberg is at least exploring the idea of running as an independent. The New York Times reported that a Trump versus Sanders ballot would especially motivate the former New York mayor to run using $1 billion of his own money. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here to remind us where Bloomberg got his billions, plural.
Mike Bloomberg grew up middle class. He put himself through school with loans. In 1966, he moves to New York and takes an entry-level job working for the investment bank Salomon Brothers. He becomes a partner, head of equity trading and sales, and then gets transferred to the computer systems department.
And I understand that wasn't seen as a desirable place to be?
This was the bank's equivalent of Siberia, according to Joyce Pernick, who wrote the biography Mike Bloomberg, Money, Power, Politics. But she says for him, it was kind of a lucky Siberia, because when the firm is acquired and Bloomberg gets laid off, he takes part of his $10 million severance and starts a company.
So he knew trading because he'd been a trader, and he knew computers because he had been pushed out into the tech department.
And he knew the type of information traders wanted.
The computer was loaded with the kind of data, information about the market and about specific companies that no other instrument at the time was able to provide.
Which made him very, very rich.
And then by 2002, he was beginning the first of three terms as mayor of New York, where he was often described as, I think they always say, technocrat. Talk a little bit about what's behind that.
So the idea is that Bloomberg as mayor ran an administration that was focused in large part on data and management. One of the lines of his mayoral campaign was that New York City needed a, quote, professional manager, not a professional politician. So he likes to paint this picture of himself as a problem solver and that with his vast wealth, he wasn't beholden to any special interests. Pernick says he's also just not a natural politician.
He is simply not a warm, outgoing, effusive, canny figure in politics. He just isn't.
He was also sometimes criticized for the rise of income inequality during his tenure. His successor, the current mayor, Bill de Blasio, campaigned on the idea that New York had become a tale of two cities.
Of two cities. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, thank you very much.